text. The UN food expert said Malawi's farm input subsidy program, or FISIP, is not working as planned. The government effort introduced 8 years ago enables the farmers to buy farm imports, including fertilizers, at reduced prices. The country has been registering surplus maize ever since. But Dishada said the problem is that it's draining a lot of funds that could be used to develop other agriculture programs.
FIS in particular has been quite vital when it was introduced since 2005-2006. But FIS, like other programs, have at the same time many defects. And I propose a number of ways in which FIS could be improved and in which other programs could be better financed if FIS is gradually reduced.
Malawi's support for fertilizer and other farm imports takes up more over half of Malawi's agriculture budget, which Deshata said crowds out other priorities, such as agriculture extension services.
There is a need today to move from an input-intensive to a knowledge-intensive agricultural development. We need to complement the green revolution introduced with FISP with a brown revolution for the fertility of the soils and a blue revolution for better water harvesting and irrigation techniques.
Bile Maya, the chairperson of the National Right to Food Network in Malawi, he agrees with Deshata on the need to find an exit strategy to FISP.
There is a lot of concern about food issues in the country, particularly the implementation of FISP. While it is a good program, but at the same time, there are concerns at the expense of the program. I think there's need for the government to also start considering an exit strategy from this program.
Despite the surpluses produced by the program, Malawi has still had to import maize. Some government officials blame leaking silos that allowed stored food to rot. Consumers Association of Malawi has asked the government to form a commission of inquiry to look into the matter. Supporters of the FISP say those shortages are another reason for keeping the program. Sarah Tuone is Malawi's Minister of Agriculture spokesperson. She says benefits of the program are greater than its shortcomings.
We know that it is draining the resources, but we cannot talk of the exit strategy until Malawians are self-sufficient and food secure. If today we leave out people accessing the fertilizer, are we going to ensure ourselves food sufficiency?
That view was also voiced by the Malawi president, Joyce Banda, at the recent political rally. She said the subsidy on farm imports will not be ended until the country can feed itself. At this point, she said there are still too many farmers who cannot afford to buy fertilizers. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blantyre.